India Dash Forums. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.
Duniya mein logon ne dil apne phir thame, aaya hoon lekar main phir kitne hangame. Zara dekho kaun aa gaya hai, zamane pe jo chha gaya hai, jami kis pe hai sab nigahein, khuli kiski khatir hai baahein.
Attitude and smile takes the girl's heart away. Whether he with just one deadly look will take it all away. So ladies, are you ready? Because I think I need to say more. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very special guest this week, Anand Suryavanshi. Well, Anand, welcome to India Forums.
Thank you.
Alright, and we shall start with some fun questions with you first for our very special show called Daily Chess Cup.
So,
are you ready to do some musty with us?
All prepared.
Okay, great. Okay, so the first question is, what's one crazy thing that you have done on the sets of Mamta?
Craziest thing I've done on the sets of Mamta. I do crazy things all the time. I play a lot of pranks. What's the craziest thing I've ever done? Gosh.
Tell us about any prank that you played on your co-star.
No pranks with me. No, just joking. But what's the craziest thing I've done? Mm-hmm. I can't remember. Okay, there was a scene where which was taking place in my house before I got married to Mamta.
Yeah.
So the entire house was behind my back, trying to put haldi on my face and body and everything.
Okay.
So of course, as the demands of the scene, I had to get it done all over my face and everything. So, but what they weren't prepared was that after the shot got over, I met it on the same treatment to them.
Wow.
Believe me, everyone on the set was looking yellow. I hide cell phones and I probably crack jokes I did lots of crazy things. You can go on and on. But I think this is the craziest I've done because everyone suffered.
Great, yeah. So it is like a mini holi for all of you.
Mini holi, another haldi holi.
Haldi holi, yes.
It was good fun.
Okay, so now we move on to the next question. Have you watched this movie, Lage Raho Munna Bhai?
Yes, I have watched it.
Okay. So tell me, will you follow the Gandhian principle if someone slaps you?
No.
But tricky.
It sounds good. It feels good on the movie, in the movie, but when you get one on your face, believe me, it's not going to be easy to just give off on the other cheek, you know. I'm not, no disrespect to Gandhi principles, the way they've projected the whole thing. It's a very nice way of getting Gandhi again back in reckoning. I mean, people had forgotten about the Gandhi thing, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But practically at times I feel, I mean, come on, someone's going to give me a slap and go away. I don't know, maybe.
I know, I mean, it seems so unreal, the whole thing in the reality, like if someone spits on your wall, I mean, you're cleaning the dirt. I mean, you can't, you know, like, imagine doing something like that.
It doesn't work, yeah, everyone.
I know.
We have seven people in life, so I'm not sure everyone's going to get the message like this.
Mm-hmm. But it was a great movie,
Aura. It was a lovely movie. It was humorous. It was well presented. I really thoroughly enjoyed the movie.
I think a real clean, but family entertaining movie, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And with the message. I think it was a better film than the first part, where it was humor with a message. Uh-huh. So I guess it was well packaged.
But I missed Jadu Ki Jhappi.
Yeah, I know. Jadu Ki Jhappi was something. But then that's what made it different, you know, because, I mean, they tried creating a different movie. They didn't want to copy the first part, you know, except for the characters, Munnava and Circuit.
Yeah, yeah.
They're changing every character, you know, so that you can fit into movies.
I know, really well done.
That is well, good fun. I mean, I don't mind watching it again. I'm sure I'll buy a beauty when it comes out.
Oh, great. All right. Okay, if you are a rainbow, then which color will you be and why?
I think white.
All right.
Because it's pure, and I believe that something I would describe myself. Pure at heart, at mind, and soul. So white, white will be my color.
Oh wow, that's like a lovely answer.
Thank you.
Okay, so how do you feel working in the serial Mamta, as it is like a female-oriented serial? I mean, you feel awkward or something?
I think most shows are female-oriented. In fact, all daily soaps that we watched are mostly female-oriented because our audience are the women who watch the show.
Especially so in the afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah, even in the evenings. If you see all the shows, just name, the custom say it's Jay Bani, but it's Bani. Saloni. Saloni ka Saffar. The Mamta beats Sindhu Tere Naam Ka. Sindhu Tere Naam Ka will never be a male show. So, Mamta is a dominant show. Dulhan can never be a male show. Dulhan can be a male show. So, I think there's a trend which I mean, TV is dominated by women. The audience is worldwide, all over the place, the women who watch it, you know. I guess most men prefer watching sports or Discovery or Music Channel or News Channel, I guess. Mm-hmm. Soaps are meant, that's the reason it's called soaps, because I guess we have to sell soaps.
Do you watch any other serial or, I mean, you like going to...
First of all, I don't get much time to watch this, but if I do watch, if I'm at home, I do surf between, you know. So I keep watching from my sports channel to my music channel.
Okay.
I do surf at times, all the shows, but it's not like I'm watching a particular serial thoroughly or something. At least I like to know what is happening on other channels, what's happening, who are my other co-stars, I mean, my friends in the industry, what are they doing, and what's happening on the show. So it's just a brief surfing, not much.
Okay, that's great. All right. Okay, so what was the most naughtiest thing that you've ever done when you were young?
I copy a lot. I used to copy a lot in my schools.
Okay, I mean like...
I mean, would not like to preach to anyone. I won't want anyone to even try to take this thing seriously. But of course, I mean, I had my ways. So I have done so many things, like from breaking my headmaster's door to
oh my goodness.
I've even had a lot of pranks. We used to bunk classes. We used to jump from two floors.
Oh my
god. We used to manage that. And we were suspended for 15 days from school. And I tried, almost thought of taking someone else as my father, but I knew that won't work. I was a very naughty child. I was a very, very naughty child. I have done unthinkable things. I've broken God knows what, how many things in my house. I play a lot of pranks.
But I was given the information that, you know, like Anand is really quiet person and he's like really simple, but then we're getting to know the naughty part of you, isn't it?
That's Akshay. Anand is very naughty.
Okay. So Akshay is sweet, simple, and sober, and Anand is the naughtier version, isn't it? wasted.
Naughty version, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's what my mom would like me to be.
Okay. I mean, you get to play two different characters in your life. And Akshay, someone who would like to be.
Trust me, I mean, it's good. That's the fun part of acting. You know, you play out different characters. It's good fun. I'm playing something different. That's the challenge.
I know. Alright.
Good fun. But I wish someone can create a character like Anand. That'll be even more fun. I won't have to act. I just have to just follow my instinct and probably keep doing crazy things.
So I think we'll see you in the comics and we'll get to see you in the
I'm looking forward to because I've done very serious roles, romantic roles.
Mm-hmm.
I can do great comedy. I just someone has to look at me in that particular way. You know, people take me as a comedian. I don't know why.
Maybe because, you know, the serious look is projected in the serial Mamta. I mean, like, before speaking to you, honestly, I mean, because I've seen you in the serial, I thought, okay, he's gonna be like really simple, quiet person, but no.
But again, I'm a good actor.
I know. That's what, you know, it's so different.
The serious, simple look is just an act.
I know, it's a little time you don't speak to a person, you know, like, you really don't get to see the real side of them.
True. That happens once the cut. Once the battery is cut and then your normal self, you know, full of fun.
Our India Forum members will definitely see the other side. They'll have something to discuss more in Mamta series.
Okay, definitely. And so now, after the interview, they might just start looking at those. They might start seeing, reading in between lines. Does he really mean what he's saying? Or he's trying to be just,
I know.
He's standing straight, but he's meaning something else, you know?
It can be quite a hot discussion in our Mamta section.
Absolutely. So I've given some fodder for discussion. There's debate happening. Cool.
I know.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's time for some deep confessions. So are you scared a little bit?
I'm not scared.
Okay. I'm sure I'm going to get the naughty answer, but okay. This week, play the most famous game, Truth or Dare.
Okay.
I'm sure you must be knowing what it is. Like, you have to choose either Truth or Dare. So if you choose Truth, then you have to answer honestly.
Okay.
Honestly, huh? No naughty answers.
Alright. If I choose Dare.
And if you choose Dare, then we'll ask you to do something for us. Okay? So are you ready?
What exactly do you have in mind?
It's a radio. I mean, we don't really see you in action. All we have to depend on your voice. So that's a little sad part.
That's to imagination, I guess.
I know.
Cool. You can shoot.
Okay. Right. So what do you choose first? Is it Truth or Dare?
Well, do you want the adventures? Akshay will choose Truth, Anand will choose Dare.
You have to choose both eventually, so you have to start with one.
Okay, then first I'll start with the Truth. Let's follow the Gandhian theory.
Alright. Since you've chosen Truth, we have to ask you to disclose one secret that you haven't told anyone. I mean, it's secret.
One secret of mine?
Yeah, that's like exclusive for your India Forum fans.
What secret?
Any secret that you want to share with us?
Okay.
Any small thing, anything.
Something, probably a mark on my body or something?
No. Alright, your fans will know.
They'll know. I don't know. What secret can I share? Okay. Not
any
a secret,
small
a secret.
Thing, You know, like maybe you've hidden it, like, you know, you have like burnt your neighbor's house or you've like, you know, stick bubble gum on a girl's hair, anything.
I guess, what can I say?
Tell us a small secret about Mamta. Mamta, like, you know, Mamta sets on the Mamta sets. Right.
Mamta sets, no secrets here. There is people splash all over the time. Every time it's splashed all over. There are no secrets left. One sec. What a Mamta. Oops, that's a cookie now. Because the secrets I come out with can be like quite a sensation. I don't want to come out with that.
Let's keep it in space. No sensational stories.
No sensational stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Otherwise, like, people will be like, whoa, what happened? okay. God damn it, God. Okay.
You can't take that much time. Come on, that's the rule of the game.
I know, the rule of the game is truth. Okay, I long back. This is like I guess 10 years or 10, 12 years back, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And there's this girl in my society and the place where I stay.
Uh-huh.
And she wanted to drive my car. She's a very pretty girl.
Uh-huh.
And so she, I had just come home. She asked me, can she drive my car? And she said, oh, I said, okay, do you know how to drive? So she said, I know how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is that the moment she took on the car, she crashed my car into 7 cars. It was in a parking lot. We crashed 7 cars. So now nobody knows about it. People think that it was me who's done it.
Uh-huh.
And
so you saved the pretty girl.
Yeah, I got lots in return.
Okay, that's nutty. Okay.
I've not told anyone yet because I mean, she would have been in deep detail. She didn't have a license and could have been really bad, you know.
But,
and I immediately switched over and took the blame on me. Okay. So I never told it. I mean, I never said this to anyone. And because it was my car, I couldn't even tell my parents.
So you got a big ass calling from your parents?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And I'm sure the neighbors must be like, you 7 cars in a row?
7 cars, trust me, but I had a tough time chasing all of them.
I know.
You have a skin to repair all the cars. Oh. That was the biggest thing. That's a secret. Nobody knows except for me and the girls.
The neighbors hear him. It's not...
All right.
It's not him, it's a pretty girl.
All right, so that's okay. There I'm out of it now. Okay. For years I've kept it.
All right.
This is all my time.
So now is the time for the daring thing, okay?
All right.
You have to say kacha papar, pakka papar 10 times fast.
Okay. Kacha papar, pakka papar, kacha papar, pakka papar, kacha papar, pakka papar, kacha papar, pakka papar.
Oh, you're really good now because, you know, I used to stammer between kacha papa, pakka papa.
Alright, I mean, now that I've practiced it, I just somehow, even I was hoping I was crossing my, I was just crossing it. I cross the fingers, please don't make a mistake.
And I was actually counting.
Yeah, so was I. My one hand was crossed, my one hand finger was crossed, the other hand was just going, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, okay, done.
Great. We're having loads of fun with you, and I hope all our members know that now our sweet Akshay is so not sweet anymore. He is so naughty.
Spicy.
Yeah, he is spicy. Rotten spicy.
Yes.
That's the term, I guess. Isn't it?
Yes.
Alright, folks, okay. Stay tuned with your host, Katie, for more fun and musty with your favorite star, Akshay of Mamta. Alright, now moving on to the rapid fire round. All you need to do is answer all our questions jaldi jaldi. I'll give you 2 options and you have to choose one.
Okay, cool.
Cool. Chicken or egg?
Chicken.
Smarter, intelligent?
Intelligent.
Like or love?
Love.
Aishwarya Rai or Sushmita Sen?
Rani Mukherjee
or Kajol?
Rani Mukherjee.
Books or novels?
Novels.
Television or Bollywood?
Bollywood.
Beauty with brains or brains with beauty?
Brains with beauty. Brains with beauty. The brains same thing, I guess.
Okay. Dancing or singing?
Dancing.
Awards or fame?
Awards or fame? Awards.
Cheers with or without Glee Stream?
Without Glee Stream.
Mm-hmm. To love or to be loved?
Both.
Actually, both. Okay, yeah. Now let's explore your answers deeply. Like, you answered brains with beauty.
Yeah.
So basically, looks come secondary, I mean.
Yeah.
Intelligence is important.
They are important, but of course it comes secondary.
Okay.
Brains, you need to connect first. For me, I need to connect mentally to be able to connect physically, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. So, okay, like, there's a tricky question. Like, if suppose you have to choose immediately without talking, like, will you choose a, like, without interacting with a girl, okay? Like, you have to pick one. Whom will you pick? A hot girl or a plain, simple girl? Like, whom will you choose?
Without interacting?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a goofy again. I need to talk to someone to know exactly. See, of course, for your eyes, if I'm choosing without interaction, I'm going to choose on what I see. In that case, I will pick a hot girl, but that will be unfair to the simple girl, which might turn out that she's someone, I guess. So it's both. Like I said, I mean, you need to talk, but of course, on face value, life is, we take people on face value, right?
Exactly.
So
that is what.
Something pretty good looking. So, it applies to everything. When we see something pretty, we pick it up off the shelf, or you know, if you don't see something, like, okay, you won't even look at it. So it is important. I will not say that, but it is not the most important thing.
The most important thing. I know, because like a lot of people say, of course, brains. But you know, like if you like see a girl, I mean, before interacting, yeah. I mean, if a girl is hot, of course, like everyone just look at that girl. I mean,
I look at it this way. I mean, I'm not buying the package. I'm buying what inside the package, right?
Yeah, that's true.
When you buy something, of course, I will not apply the same example when it comes to choosing an individual.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, you know, and the way you apply it, you can't just take things from what's on the top. It's what you buying within the box, right?
Yeah, so the whole
what's
content
within
is
your heart, your mind, I guess. Yeah.
Great, lovely answer. Okay, so now we move on to our next segment, where your fans from all around the world will ask questions, and they have posted lovely messages for you.
Oh, wow.
All right, so students, keep tuned to IFA. Okay, so let's start with the message. Your fan JigniPuff726 from Singapore says, "Hi Anand, I love acting in Mamta. You are really handsome and talented. Always look forward to Mamta because you share such an awesome chemistry with Neha Mehta. Love your jewelry. Hope you guys can work more together. Oh yeah, come by the Mamta thread now because we love to talk about you there and you should see for yourself how much we love you."
Okay.
And like a lot of your fans have requested here, you know, like they've requested personally that you please join our forum and you know, you keep like you see what activities they plan in the Mamta section. I mean, it's always buzzing with activities and all your members, I mean, all the fans, they post such lovely things for you. I mean, I think it's worth a look once.
I, first of all, my love to all my fans, all my well-wishers, believe me, they keep me going. And I do surf in their forum. I've gone through the site plenty of times.
Oh,
I've gone to the questionnaire. Maybe I haven't noticed, but I don't know how to become a part of the forum. I didn't, I don't know how to register something. I've just surfed it, you know, a few times on the net or something. I know there are a lot of postings, you have to choose, you know, there have been some polls happening.
Yeah,
and that's
everything, yeah, yeah.
I'm of course aware of all that. I've been there myself.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, now that, I mean, I guess that I should be about forum, I will definitely register very soon.
Uh-huh.
And in case if anybody would love to communicate with me, I'll leave my email ID or something. So
yeah, I think that would be lovely.
Yeah, I'll make sure all my fans will receive my replies.
Yes, that'll be lovely. I mean, all you have to do is, like, if you have to register to India Forum, I mean, you simply have to register, and then in the ZTV section, we have Mamta serial thing.
Okay.
I mean, you just have to click on that section, and there you see, like, you know, it's full of all the posts and all the beautiful messages people post for you. I mean, they discuss each and every scene of yours. Okay, you've acted like this, they've posted your photograph.
Okay.
I mean, everything is there.
I know, it's great, and I first of all, love to congratulate and thank India Forum because it's a lovely site.
Mm-hmm.
And very well done, very well managed, and I get I just hope you guys keep up the good work. I mean, I'm really proud of it, and it's a good thing to have. I mean, believe me, I'm not trying to say sweet things because I'm just interviewing, but I've been aware of this forum much before the call came, so I'm really glad that this is you guys are doing a great job. Have updates about everything, you know, so it's for me and for any actor, it's just surfing the site, you know, we get to know, we connect with our fans, with the audience, we get their feedback, so we get their responses, and it just helps us, you know, probably, okay, this is what they're feeling, and we pass it on to our creatives, and then we tell them, okay, listen, this is what people are feeling.
So we try
to make things. So I think it's a great job.
Thank you so much. I mean, it's really lovely. I mean, it's all your encouragement and support that, you know, that keeps our members keep coming, they keep posting. I mean, it's really lovely that, you know, it's a two-way interaction.
Absolutely. It's a great platform. It's a very innovative, very novel, and I guess I hope it goes on and on, guys. Go on forever.
It will be. Lovely. Okay. Like your friend Jigglypuff, your fan brother Jigglypuff says, like, "I know you like chocolates, but what kind of chocolate do you like the most? We have all the
Okay, I love chocolates. Chocolate is one of my weaknesses. I love bitter chocolates. I don't like milk chocolate. I love dark chocolates.
Okay.
Slightly bitter chocolate and dark.
Uh-huh.
I love liqueur chocolates, with whiskey, with rum.
Mm-hmm.
I love liqueur chocolates and I love dark chocolate.
Alright. So, like, how do you afford to have chocolates? I mean, come on, you like acting, so you have to work out and everything. Those extra calories, I mean, so fit and fine.
I usually chocolate. I mean, I've been blessed with a good metabolism, so I guess I don't really need to worry about my weight.
Lucky you.
But Lucky me, I swear. But no, of course, I do work out. I mean, not ever since I've been working on Mamta. I mean, there have been times I've been too busy. But I make sure to keep myself fit. I keep engaging in some kind of sports. And I work out, I jog. But I guess, yeah, I've been blessed. Like I said, I've had a good metabolism. So I don't eat chocolates or ice creams or anything. They don't affect me. I eat anything under the sun.
I'm jealous, big time.
Oh God! I'm so sorry. I know. I know, but I don't know. Maybe sooner or later, when I'll have to start looking after my tummy because it won't help all the time. But okay, yes. Right now, I'm having the advantage. I'm going to make.
I know. So enjoy. Exactly. Okay. Another fan of yours, Jay Hassan, wants to know, if you could move to America to be in Hollywood, would you take that opportunity?
I would lie if I say no. Yes, I will be. Depending what I get, because, you know, I've seen a lot of Indian actors who are there already and who are still trying to make a mark. But I feel that the real love and the real respect that people who adore you is in India. So
is
I guess
India.
I would love to go there, but this is our people, this is our country.
I mean,
respect which I'm going to get here is not what I'm going to get in Hollywood, you know. And that love which I'm going to get here is not... Because, and today, any which ways, I mean, we Indian films are popular all over the world.
I know.
So, I would rather see a day when you are the Hollywood star, say, would you like to be in Bollywood? Or would you like to be in the Indian film industry? Or would you like to be given a chance? You know, let's try to reach that position, you know. We have a good history in our culture, we've had great literature. I guess we can explore it and we can make good films, big films. We are making one. There is an effort going on. But that the original which you get from Indian fans and in India, no, nothing you imagine, not even Hollywood.
See, going to Hollywood, we should promote our Indian cinema so big. Exactly.
Why do I look at Hollywood? Like, why wouldn't I ask a very bad picture? You bad, you want to do indie film? Would you like to?
Oh, wow.
Should I get a, I wish I could get a call from indie film industry. I'd like to also have a call from there, some producer in India. You know, we should be thinking like that. Should I feel it? I feel we are great. I guess we rule.
True, Anand. I mean, a true Indian answer, I guess. Lovely.
Yes. Vande Mataram.
Great. Another fan of yours, Manjot, wants to know your views on love and life.
What is life without love?
True.
What is that about life? And love is life. Life is love. I guess they both love is life. I love life, and life is love. Full of love. There is nothing. It's the portion which it keeps you going. If there's no love, there is the real reason for survival, you know. It's like a fuel for survival. You don't have love, you can't survive.
Love is life,
absolutely. The whole world is based on that.
I know. Alright, this fan of yours, Anju0930, has sent me a lovely message. She says, "Hey Anand, love your work in Mamta. I have been updating your show on India forums for the last few months. I do love the way you portray your character in the show, and I love the chemistry that you share with each other of the show. All the best for everything, and we pray that all your efforts pay off."
Thank you so much. My love to
her. Well, all the fans seem to love the chemistry you share with Neha. I mean,
I knew this was coming.
So what is it?
Nothing. I guess we're good actors. I mean, of course, we are good friends. So, of course, I mean, but there's nothing more than that. And we are well supported by the script, by our director. And because we are good friends, so the comfort level with each other is good. So that's how the chemistry comes out.
So like a double hand around like after the shoot, you know, I mean,
no, not really. We are too exhausted by the end of the day.
I think you two bored seeing each other the way that you need someone else.
Yeah, need a break. I think
need a break. Exactly.
You should be 14 hours a day. It's at the end of the day, and you would rather go home and crash, you know, rather than hanging out, you know. So it's a hard work.
Okay.
So, but that's we're good friends, so it's chemistry. I wouldn't want to say what Sharon said. I can have chemistry with a cow also. That's the same as code. So I guess I can say that also. Okay, I can have chemistry with anyone. I can have a chemistry with an electric pole also, I guess.
Okay. All right.
That's the real reason. Okay.
Okay, so what would be the one thing you as a person and as an actor change about your character, Akshay? Or is Akshay perfect?
For Akshay, I've been living Akshay for the last year and a half, since I started shooting. I would not say Akshay is perfect, but he's close to perfect. Okay. There are a few things, but I think nobody's perfect
nobody
in this world,
perfect.
You know?
Nobody's perfect, exactly, yeah.
Nobody's perfect in this world. So I guess I feel Akshay also has his flaws, mm-hmm. but his plus points much overcome his flaws, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what I would like to change is something, probably Akshay, it's our man, it's the creative side of the story, moves away, the cast, it's the writer's medium, so I guess mm-hmm. I don't have a say much.
I know, because all the members, I mean, everyone is loving your character, I mean, so why change it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think it's very popular, so I wouldn't want to mess with
exactly.
the character. People are loving the character.
Uh-huh.
So I guess I feel it's accepted by everyone. Mm-hmm. People are loving it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fine. I mean, absolutely fine. I mean, so I guess I don't think that Akshay needs to be changed in any which way.
All right. GK_09 wants to know, when you were offered the role of Akshay, you were doing the role of Summer. What pulled you to the role of Summer and accept the role of Akshay?
Actually, it's a long story. I don't know how to keep it short.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is that Mamta was offered to me way before. Even Sindoor and Kase was offered to me.
No, maybe because in Mamta, your role is more important than,
I was just coming to it. So,
okay.
First of all, Mamta was offered to me before Sindoor and Kase was offered. Long, uh-huh. back, 6-7 months before these guys, this show came on air.
Okay.
That time I couldn't do it for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was doing Satere, where character which I was briefed upon, wasn't the way it was when I started playing it.
Okay.
So, I was quite unhappy with the way the character is shaped up at that point of time, and I had certain grievances which I conveyed to my producer, my writer, was concerned, and understood that maybe if I'm not happy doing that character,
I
will not do it.
Exactly.
No? And at the same time, because probably God willing, the same Mamta which I refused 6-7 months back.
Okay.
So the producers gave me a call during the same time. They said, we'd like to do that show. And I took the offer at that time. Okay, so we'll do it. It's a nice show. And the story was good. And it was, what I liked about the story was that I think that one of time when I took on the show, it was the first time we were projecting a Saturday on recent years to what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it would be a good show with a good storyline. It was a brave project, you know. And when there are not many shows showing surrogate motherhood. And after the Mamta came on air, there were a couple of more other shows which probably came out with the same concept.
I know. Mm-hmm.
So I feel that that was one of the reasons why I took on Mamta.
Great, I mean, lovely opportunity at the right time, and glad that you took it.
I guess it's destiny. Like I said, it's destiny. I'm a believer in destiny. And like I said, I refused the same thing 7 months back because of my date problems.
Yeah, and
you get the call again. Same thing got offered to me after 7 months. I guess I was destined to play the Akshay. You know what I mean?
That's
I mean, the 7 months after so many auditions and they had also shot with some other actor for a few episodes and things didn't work out. So after that, it was to come back to me. I guess I was really destined to play this character.
Good. Good
Lord.
All right. So, can you relate to Akshay in a way?
Akshay, Naughty Anand. At one level, yes. I mean, see, Akshay is very fond of his family. He is a straight guy in life. Being naughty doesn't mean that. I mean, he's a good guy at heart.
And
so I guess
exactly. Yeah.
So on that level, I do relate to Akshay. He's a nice guy. He means no harm. No. Serious harm to anybody,
uh-huh.
and he loves his family. He's principled in a way, so I like a few aspects of Akshay, you know, which I relate to with myself, you know,
uh-huh.
in real life.
So you're a family kind of a person.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a bit of everything actually. Yeah, I mean, of course, I am family oriented. I believe in the institution of family and marriage and everything. So I guess I go with that thing, you know. So that way, I look like in a much straighter way. But I have my ways of going through the daily course, you know, like. Must be in fun. I mean, I don't believe in leading a
straight
life. Boring. I mean, you can lead a straight life and yet make it interesting. So
yeah, exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
So that's how I believe. So I guess there's a bit of Akshay in me also.
Okay, great. A very sweet admin, Shri, and a crazy fan of yours wants to know, if given a choice, which aspect of Mamta's storyline will you change and why?
See, the show's doing extremely well right now.
Yeah.
There are lots of questions, and I feel people are really enjoying it, you know. So I wouldn't want to touch it. It's working right now. I wouldn't want to change anything. It's working so well, you know.
Okay.
So I mean, the tracks are good. And see, I mean, if I'm thinking like that, say I'd rather see, okay, I don't want any troubles. Just I have a happy life with Mamta, you know. I don't want any problems. I don't want any troubles at home.
I think more trouble means more TR ratings.
More TRPs, I guess. Yeah. So I mean, so the writers are doing a great job. There are a lot of drama which is coming up. Mm-hmm. It's already been there. So I guess I feel that I don't think anything. What is working is working. Let's not change it. Let's not unnecessarily take a chance and upset a lot of things around me because I don't know what might just not work.
I know. So any chances of leap or anything in your serial, I mean, it's like
that's one thing I won't allow. Okay. Huh? No. I don't think so. See, we have enough story to go ahead with. I don't think leap is the logical thing to do at this point or at any point of time. I don't look forward to the leap.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope this show goes on the way it is right now.
Great.
See, who knows? I mean, after 6 months down the line, what writers think of it. But as of now, I don't see it happening. And there's enough to play with, you know. There's enough storyline. There's enough drama. There's a lot of characters. You have to be exploited, you know. I mean, in terms of creative.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of the tracks which can open up. There's enough scope for more stories to come in.
All right. In fact, Shri has a message for you as well. Like, she says, I'm a big fan of yours. I must say that you have evolved as an actor with the role of Akshay and Mamta. Your biggest plus is the way in which you change your facial expression in a split second. You have the wonderful ability of acting with two eyes. This is very remarkable.
Thank you so much. And I promise you, there's much more of me to come.
Oh, great. I'm telling you, your romantic scenes with Mamta is kind of the talk of the town.
I know. It's the writers which come up with the scene. We just enact it, so I guess. But they write. I mean, I'll give credit to the writers. I give credit to my directors who direct the shoot, and of course I give credit to my posture also, the comforter which we share. So the scenes do come out pretty nice, so I guess I guess thanks to everyone. We all contribute to the scenes, and it's coming out well. So I guess the friendship off screen is helping. On screen now. Absolutely.
I mean, this fan of yours, I mean, she's like actually noticed each and every expression of yours. I mean, the way you move.
Yeah, that's commendable. I know. But I guess I think she's correct. I've evolved as an actor. I mean, every actor, we all learn till we die. So I guess I'm not a complete actor even yet. Mm-hmm. I'm yet to reach that level, but I'm learning every day of my life, and I try to improve upon myself every day, and I hope I can satisfy that way to all my fans, and they see me perform much better, even better.
Yes, even better, I mean.
Absolutely.
So do we see you in Bollywood soon?
Soon. I can't assume, but yes, you will see me one day, definitely. I have it in my mind. I have it in my mind.
Alright, a very sweet and confused little mango mouse Manjot wants to know, when is your birthday? I'm asking that because different sites give different dates.
Okay. It's 15th of December.
15th of December, yes, that's what we had in our thing, but we just wanted to confirm.
Yeah, 15th of December.
Okay. So, what are your future plans?
I take life as it comes. Really, I don't really plan things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm extremely sorry.
No problem.
I realized I said something wrong or something, and I was just recollecting what I said, and then
I'm extremely sorry.
I have this problem. I have a confession. I forget names at times. I remember people by their faces, but at times I do forget names. But please excuse this flaw of mine, please.
Okay, you're excused.
Okay. thank you. Okay, and I forgot where were we?
Your future plans.
Future plans, yeah. I really don't plan my life. I believe I take life as it comes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what, like I said, I believe in destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's next, what's in store for me. I just follow it the way everything that's thrown up to me every day. I just take it, absorb it, and I go ahead with life. I go with the flow of life, you know. So I haven't planned anything, but of course you wish that you can do that, you can do this. Like I said, I wish that I can get a good break in the Hindi film industry and probably another show to even bigger than, you know, a big show, or, you know, big things
yeah,
like
yeah.
these. So I really do. I don't have too much in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, they have take a short break once a month, I guess, over. But as of now, no other plans on that. So.
I know we would love to see you as a comic character. I mean, you know, we've like had this projection in our mind that you're like always simple and,
I believe me, today if I get the comedy, it'll change people's perception about
me. I know, we so want to see that. We so want to see you in action.
Absolutely, very
I'm
soon.
Sure
that's
be like
I don't know. It could be anything can come across my life. I don't know. So I guess life is what destiny. I believe
I know,
destiny
I
is nothing but
a
list of options, like throws
mm-hmm.
at you,
mm-hmm.
and whichever you choose becomes a destiny. That's nice, I guess. I don't plan much. There's a lot of things I would want to do. And it keeps changing at times, you know. So,
sure, like, you know, when the opportunity knocks your door, I mean, you grab it. I mean, that's the best part. I mean, Mamta just came unplanned and you just took it. I mean, you just went with the flow, so I guess.
I just went with the flow, took it. I denied it once, and next time I came, I took it again, you know.
Yeah, I know.
That was lucky that way. I mean, opportunity doesn't knock twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did.
All right. Okay, so Pyari Pooja wants to know, what are your hobbies and like what do you like doing in your free time? Which I doubt you have
hobbies.
Any.
Hobbies. I love watching movies. I'm a movie freak. I have my own. I carry my DVD player on the set,
okay.
So I love watching movies.
What's your favorite movie?
I like listening. I like watching English classics,
okay.
Old classics. New movies, of course, they are this flavor of the month or something. You watch it
mm-hmm.
once in a while. But I like watching war movies.
Okay.
I love watching comedies.
Mm-hmm.
So these two are my favorite. I mean, otherwise, I mean, I'm okay. I watch all genres of films. It's not that I have a particular selection of movies that I only watch,
uh-huh.
but I mean, if you talk about all-time favorites, I like watching classics, you know, old
okay.
films, Hindi and English, and of course, but I love war films. I don't know, somehow, my adrenaline just pumps up when I watch a good war movie.
Okay.
So, especially the Hollywood war movies are awesome. They're made
uh-huh.
very well, large, huge.
Which one is your all-time favorite?
Quite a few. Honestly, that every film is a great film. So I don't know. It
mm-hmm.
could be Saving Private Ryan to A Bridge Too Far or Saints and Soldiers
uh-huh.
to Platoon. I mean, there are a lot of great films. I really can't pick on one film and say, oh, this is a Black Dawn of the great films. So all these movies are like great films. But recent films, I just watched the film called The Prisoner of Kauai, which is a great film.
Okay.
Saving Private Ryan. So, these are movies. I like watching war movies. Somehow I feel very inspired. I don't know. I mean, these are real heroes. I mean, of course, they're fictionalized on for you, but
mm-hmm.
when you just imagine that this is what they actually went through, whoever's gone through it,
uh-huh.
it gives me goosebumps. And I feel these are the real heroes, you know. So, I love watching war movies.
Okay, great. Alright, so what advice do you have to give anyone who is in school but looking forward to become an actor? Someone
complete
wants
education.
To be like you.
First and foremost, complete your education.
I know, that is really important. Uh-huh.
Very important. I mean, it's a basic thing that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, and you can anytime become an actor, you know. So
okay.
I mean education is a must, because this is a very insecure line. This is all destiny. If things don't work out, if there is education, you can always call back on
exactly.
Absolutely.
And acting requires a lot of hard work. I mean, it's just
a lot of hard work and
exactly.
lots of patience. Believe me,
mm-hmm.
more than hard work is the patience, which is important.
I know, because scene after scene, you have to give retake and everything.
And even opportunities, you have to wait for them, you know.
I
you don't get very soon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So people do feel disheartened at times. So that's the time when if you're educated enough, you have it holds you together. It holds you together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's very important for education to be completed by any individual.
Well, good advice. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. There's another message for you. Hey, Anand. Welcome to IF. Your acting in Mamta is truly fantastic. Keep up the good work. My question is for you that. Do you always wanted to be an actor? If you weren't an actor today, what would you be?
I would have been a cricketer.
Cricketer? Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was crazy about it.
Acting or bowling? Like an all-rounder?
I was an all-rounder, so I guess I would have been opening the batting and the bowling itself.
Oh, great.
I was crazy. I am and I will be crazy about cricket.
Now, Indian cricket needs player like you. Yeah? We need all-rounder.
All-rounder, we need all-rounder. It was a dream which I guess never realized for me. So maybe sometimes some other life. But if I had not been, absolutely, I would have been a cricketer. I would have gone crazy.
Like you've played in state level or like school team?
I've played on that level. I've represented my school, my college, my city. And captain my college. So I was very active in cricket and then my zones, you know, my zone view.
So you
played
as 40 person?
Absolutely, yeah. Fit and sporty. I guess love playing cricket anytime. I'm down with viral fever. I think you can call me at 3 in the night. I might be running temperature and just call me, Anand, come down, play cricket. Okay.
Alright. So we're getting to know all small secrets about you. Cool.
Yeah.
Lovely. All right. Anand, we have heard some rumor that Neha and you don't get along well with your co-star Ajay. Is it true or is it just a rumor? Like, a lot of our members want to know.
Yeah, you heard it right. It's just a rumor. And these things do come up. I mean, I don't want to comment much and, you know, add more fuel to the whole rumor. I mean, it is an absolute rumor. There's no truth to it. There's no truth.
So like you all are
working. I mean, you've seen me and Ajay Krish also having great chemistry on screen.
Exactly.
So I think it's a bit of the pure publicity rumors that must be doing rounds, you know. But otherwise, there's nothing else.
Great. So all you must clear. Good. Okay. Yeah. Lastly, a very sweet message. Hello, Anand. I'm a real big fan of yours. You are so handsome and you play the character of Akshay really well. My question to you is, did you have any formal training in acting? If yes, from where?
No, I haven't had any formal training in acting. So, I guess to be an actor, I feel that if one wants to be an actor, first and foremost quality that one should possess is sensitivity.
Because if you're sensitive,
is when you can relate and feel the emotion that you portray, number one. Number two, you have to be a great observer.
Okay.
Because an actor grows and learns by observing things around him, observing people, observing behavior. And third is imbibing and imbibe it with him.
Sorry friends, we had a technical problem so the last 2 minutes of the interview could not be recorded. But don't worry, you all did not miss much. Your favorite Anand was just passing his email ID to all his fans, that is anandsuryavanshi@yahoo.com. I will spell it out for you. It's AnandSuryavanshi@yahoo.com. I'm sure Anand will reply back to your emails as soon as possible. I hope you all had a lovely time hearing Anand with me. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.
I bet you can't recall my name. I think about you every India-Forums.com Addiction at its best.